Hello, I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas, and I mean everything. Some of our topics are going to make you laugh, and some will make you cry. I guarantee you all of them will make you think. It is the podcast that highlights people and issues in West Texas. As a neighbor, we want to talk with you. The goal is not necessarily to get agreement, but it is about understanding. Subscribe today and never miss another podcast. Hello, my name is Floyd Miller, and I'm the host of It's Everything West Texas. And we have a great program for you today. I think it's interesting that it comes up about this time. You know, we're kind of closing out one school year, but another semester will be starting before we know it. And in the studio today, we have Brandon Scott Thomas, who is the Senior Development Officer at TSTC, Texas State Technical College. And we also have Kevin Staten, who is an instructor mainly for the Electrical Power and Control program. So I want to welcome both of you to the studio today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm happy to have you, Brandon and Kevin. TSTC is one of my favorite places when it comes for individuals getting technical training. You know, a lot of people go to college, and that's that four-year college or something like that, and that's great. But I really think that a school like TSTC has a place. I'm happy to serve on the advisory board, and so I'm glad we're getting an opportunity to talk today. And Brandon, we might start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, personal, whatever you feel like talking about, and then talk with us about your professional role over at the school.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today. My name is Brandon Scott Thomas, and I have been at TSTC for 2 years now. My role is Senior Development Officer over our four campuses in West Texas, and that's Abilene, Sweetwater, Breckenridge, and Brownwood. I have three kids, and my younger two kids are in Nashville in college, and my oldest was at ACU but transferred this past semester to TSTC. Much to my, I'm just really thankful. I'm really glad she's there. She is doing the web design and development program, and she has had nothing but positive things to say about it, because you get to dive in specifically to what your interest is there. And so my role as Senior Development Officer is to help raise money for the foundation. I work for the TSTC Foundation, and our mission is simply to remove barriers from students. And our students have all kinds of barriers that may be, financial, that causes them to have a barrier with tuition and books. It might be for their toolkits. Some programs toolkits are up to $3,500, and that's outside of, you know, the Pell Grant and those kind of things that students get. So we take care of Abilene and the other three campuses, and always are so thankful for donors like you, Floyd, and like those who donate to your scholarship for TSTC.
All right. Well, we'll come back and talk about that, talk a little more about the foundation and those scholarships. But Kevin, talk with us a little bit about your side, and tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on at TSTC.
Okay. Well, I'm with the Electrical Power and Control Department at TSTC. Now, we're going to talk about other programs, but know that I'm very partial. So when I talk a little bit more about electrical power and control, we'll understand. But we do have a few things going on at TSTC right now, and it's more than a wonderful time to be there. I mean, I'm from Virginia, Florida, as you may know, and I've been with TSTC for 7 years. And the cohesiveness is such a family-oriented place to work for me. And it's exciting. And right now, there's so many exciting things going on at TSTC. As we grow our role there, we have new buildings coming up. We have new programs going on. Right now, I'm going to start off with Sweetwater because, you know, Abilene is the best campus out of all 10 campuses, 11 campuses we got. So I'll save Abilene to brag on Abilene a little bit more. But in Sweetwater, we have culinary coming back, and we have building construction going on down there. So, and Sweetwater is, what, 45 minutes away. So if that's something you'd be, or anyone be interested in, hey, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump down.
If I can jump in on that, the culinary program is the only culinary program in our entire region. So if students are looking to get into that field, it's local and it's good.
Definitely. And why not a good time? With the way that Abilene's growing right now, the restaurants and things that are coming up, it is a wonderful place to jump in, like you said. Get those chef jobs. I mean, think about downtown Abilene, the way it's growing, the new businesses, the new restaurants, and all these houses going up. These people are going to be looking for great places to eat. So all these new places are going to be looking for great chefs. Why not? TSTC, the best technical school there is. One thing I want to piggyback off of, real quick, Floyd, that you were saying. A lot of kids are going to these four-year schools. And if you know, a lot of these guys go to four-year schools. How many of them are working in their field?
Mm-hmm.
None. Well, no, not none, but it's a handful. Come to TSTC, our graduation rate and job placement rate is over 87%.
Wow.
Yes, I have not graduated a student in my field that had not had a job unless he didn't want one at the time. Our graduation rate is out. It's especially electrical power control, you know. It's that field that's just out there. But our graduation rate and job placement rate is phenomenal.
And starting this fall, I'll jump in again. With every single one of our programs, there's a money back guarantee. So if you have not been hired in 6 months after graduation, you get your entire tuition back. Now, there's some steps that students have to take while they're in school to get there. But I mean, we believe in our job placement rate so much that we're putting our money where our mouth is.
Well, since you're talking about that money back guarantee, maybe this is a place to piggyback on another thing that I believe is unique with TSTC. Now, you get funding from, some of your funding come from the state, right?
So we are literally a state agency. We're not a junior college. And that's sometimes a misunderstanding that people have. And that funding model changed about 8 to 10 years ago, where, you know, a lot of universities and colleges are funded through the people they get to come and sit in the seats. And the whole goal is to give them that diploma at the end of their 4 years. We changed that, and now working with the Texas legislature, our entire funding model is we graduate a student and place them in a high-paying job way over minimum wage, and workforce tracks them for 5 years. And then at the end of that 5 years, we receive from the state a portion of what their salary has been. So, you know, that is, to me, it's one of my favorite things to talk about because it's so incredible. And what I see as a result is our instructors are very hands-on, very mentoring, and really care about these students because the student's success is literally our success. If they're not successful, we don't get paid. So we're trying to make sure that they get out there and are the best in their class.
So y'all got a lot of skin in the game.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's a great way to put it. We do.
Definitely. And what he said, you know, is unprecedented. Because what school do you know that every program to have is a money back guarantee program. Where can you go to a college at, take the course, graduate, and know that if you don't get a job in the 6 months, every dollar you put into that school coming back to you? That's phenomenal. Hey, I wish we had.
Absolutely.
And so we have like a whole division that is, they work with helping our students get placed, and they work with industry. We have industry relations. Truly, really and truly, we serve the state of Texas. We serve industry, and they're our audience, and we're trying to funnel the best possible infrastructure to the industry, all of those industries in Texas, to make Texas a better. In fact, our mission is placing more Texans in high paying jobs. That's simply our mission at TSTC.
And he brought that up. So I got, there's a guideline we go by. It's called 6 critical questions that we need to know about TSCC and ourselves in order for us to become the best, like we already are out there. Now, question one that we asked each other, why do we exist? And it's because a technically skilled workforce leads to a prosperous Texas. So we have to become those people to make our students the best that they can be in order to become technically skilled to help Texas.
That's right.
The next we do is, how do we behave? I call it the easy method. We value our excellence, our accountability, our service, and our integrity. Because service to our students and our integrity. If you don't have any integrity in anything you do in life, what are you here for?
Yeah, you don't have anything.
You have nothing. What do we have to do? Place more Texans in the great paying jobs. That there sums up a lot of things. If we place more students in great paying jobs, Texas has nothing to do but flourish. How will we succeed? The big 3. 1, being completely different. We came completely different when we changed our funding methods, mm-hmm. approximately 10 years.
Right.
Their tuition does not pay our salaries. The only way we get paid is by placing people in the workforce, being tracked, and then receiving funds from the state legislature because we did that.
Yeah, and it's not just placing them, but that tracking over 5 years means that you guys have to make sure that they can do the work and keep the job.
Second, we got to be the best in our class. Mm. Right now, think about it. We're the only ones in our class that gives a money back guarantee. We're the only ones in our class that accepted such a way to be funded that we stand out above all the rest. Because how many other schools will go out there and say, okay, well, we're not going to get paid till y'all get paid? To them, it's about money. To us, it's about education. To us, it's about building stature, us being accountable, that accountability. And third, we have to be responsive to our industry. We have to make sure we respond to industry needs. That's why we have the industry advisory committee.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. Industry comes to us, tell us what they're looking for. Just about 2 to 3 years ago, industry came to us and said, hey, our PLCs, we're changing over with this and that. We spent $7 million in electrical power and controls field to upgrade all of our equipment to new industry specs. You can go to any other school around here. I guarantee you, we have an actual switchgear in our lab that we teach from. We have a pole yard that the linemen work on. It has pad mounts, pole mounts. They climb the pole, they string it.
Wow.
Unless you go to AEP or somewhere that has their own, you're not going to get that. And it's just remarkable the way the TST responds to the industry and make industry a part of what we do. Number five, what is the important right now? Grow. In order to put more people out there, we have to grow. And number six, who must do that? Each teammate. Each teammate must be continue to grow in their roles in order for all of us to succeed. If we become stagnant, don't go nowhere, you know. Lay that, okay.
Well,
yes.
Well, you know, that is six great questions, and that would be six great questions for any organization to ask.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, as a board member of the Development Corporation of Abilene, I was invited to go to the Lyft, and which is a high school, or which high school students attend. There was some industry leaders in town, and we just kind of wanted to show them the Lyft. And in that conversation, it came up about how the Lyft, TSTC, and these industries are working together. They all kind of got a beautiful thing going here.
That's right. Yeah, and with what's happening in Abilene, we are only poised to be the catalyst for providing that infrastructure that's going to be needed for the workers, for, you know, I know that they're talking to multiple sources because they're going to have a lot of needs, but we're excited, you know, that we can play a part in that as well. So.
And by playing a part of that, like you said, the growth of the area and everything. So our infrastructure is growing, you know. Basically out at the airport campus, we were offering welding, IST, EMS, mm-hmm. and of course the greatest of all of them, electrical power.
Seemed like I've heard that before.
It's a running theme.
But we have a building that's set to open mid-July. We're starting classes in there in the fall. And that building will house diesel, HVAC, plumbing, and line workers. So we're answering the growth problem because a lot of people, if you look, Texas is how many miles wide?
Yeah.
And Abilene sits pretty smack dab in the middle of it. You can get on Interstate 20 and go from one side of Texas to the other. And in the middle of there is Abilene. We're becoming a hub. Think about it. The longer Texas is, people say, whoa, I'm driving, I got to take a break. They take a break in Abilene. Pick it up, keep going. Because it's like halfway through.
Yeah.
We have companies coming through here like the, what's that? Hey, Gatton Center.
That Lansing.
Yes.
Crusoe.
The one that the government's talking about?
Yeah.
Right here in Abilene.
Mm-hmm.
There's talk of Google coming to Abilene. There's talk of Microsoft coming to Abilene. Have you noticed that all of these big companies are migrating to Texas? I understand this is a bigger tax break, don't speak that, but who's going to service them? The TSTC. We're going to make sure they all stay.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm listening to this. This is very exciting. How do we get students that maybe don't even know that they can go to college? Maybe they've had a rough time up to this point. Nobody's been to school. They just don't see it. That's for somebody else. Floyd. Talk to that young man or that young lady.
So glad you brought that up, Floyd. Because before I really get down to those people, including people that's been in and out of jail and this and that, I'm going to tell you a couple of ways we can do that. One, monetarily. A lot of people feel like they can't. But with people like Brandon and our art program, once you get in, we have so many different resources to make sure you'll become successful. Because once you get in and you don't complete, we've lost everything that we invested in you. Because one, you don't get a job. We don't get paid. You know, I laugh and joke. I'm going to get you a job because I take care of my grandkids and they hungry. So I'm going to pay you. You get a job, because you know, TSTC going to sprinkle me a little something, I can feed them. But we would lose all of that. So we have resources. You're at TSTC and you don't have internet, can't do your homework. We're going to make sure some kind of way we get you internet. You have a child, don't have no milk, no food, no diapers, whatever. We're going to make sure we take care of that so you can be successful. You need daycare. We're going to make sure you get daycare for your child so you can be successful. You're about to lose your rent. I've seen it with my own eyes, taking care of rent, helping people move, relocate, things like that, cars break down. I've witnessed the family type bondage that they have, not only with their employees, but we do it with our students to make sure you are successful. I always tell my students one thing, a closed mouth can't get fed. We cannot assist you with your problem if you don't let us know about your problem. So that's the main thing. Now, step two, workforce commission just that thing. Okay, say you get paid, you got student loans, but now workforce also stepped in and they're offering students $3,000 a semester on top of all of that for people with income problems and things like that. Or say, you know, somebody over there makes $80,000, but you make 30 or 40. We're subsidizing that. Now, the only way you can't go to school at TSTC is because you don't want to go to school. GED, no problem. You don't have a GED. I've helped people get their GED so they can come. We have people there that will help direct you, to tell you how to get your GED, show you where to go at. And when you get done, come on back. We got you. We're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
Good fellas, I myself have worked with three, helped them get their rights back. Two of them working out in the field, making $35 an hour.
And that's what I was saying earlier, removing barriers. That's, Kevin hit the nail on the head. A barrier may look different for each person. You know, one person may not have the money to come to school. Another person, the barrier may be, you know, their car breaks down and that's the exact thing that's going to make them have to drop out because they don't have the money to do that. So advocacy resource, our ARC program at TSTC is wonderful, with a food pantry, with clothing if needed. There are a variety of ways that they can assist that. And through the foundation, we help fund ARC as well with donations too.
Okay, so the truth is, I'm one of those little people that didn't know I could get to school, but you kind of get me excited now. So this is real. I'm not going to come up there and be disappointed. Is that what you're telling me?
Fire me. As for Kevin. Yeah.
And so basically, the only thing that would keep me from going to school is I just check out and just say, this is not for me.
If there's a will, there's a way. Well, I work all day long. I gotta work. We work around the schedule. But guess what? That greatest program in the world I was telling you about, starting fall, we're offering that.
That's right.
Starting fall from 6 to 9 on Wednesdays and Thursdays, you can get all your first semester classes taken care of. Second semester, we'll be offering first and second semester classes. So starting in this fall, Electrical Power and Controls will be offering night courses. And like you said, the only, now, worried about, look for Kevin Staten in the streets this summer and whatever.
Yeah.
I've got flyers. I'm at 7-Eleven.
That's right.
I'm going to be everywhere. We have flyers coming in, making up for the night courses. If you have a church organization, if you have a business, if you got friends that's on the corner you want me to talk to, come. 757-749-5855. I will come to your church and speak. I do this on my own time. Not because they're paying me. No, who's going to come out on a Saturday or a Sunday? I do it because God's laid it on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
He's laid it on my heart to give back what's been given to me. Because I believe in TSTC and what they have to offer and what they give. It truly changes people's lives.
It's transformative. And you hear the passion in Kevin's voice.
Yes, I do.
This is indicative of all of our instructors. People who really want success for the students. And Kevin and I in the community go back and forth and have to trade off getting in and out of the pulpit because we're both so passionate about getting this message out and getting people to TSTC.
And me and Brandon don't want this podcast to go without Brandon telling you, a couple of years ago, his predecessor came to me and he said, "Hey, let's start a scholarship." And so he said, "Well, what are we gonna call it?" He said, "Well, the only guy I really know, and he likes to give out flowers while the person is here." So we started a Floyd Miller Scholarship in the name of Floyd. And so we worked on it and tasseled and pulled and pulled and pulled, and we finally got it together. Now, Brandon, take over.
Yeah, thank you. That's an exciting topic for me because you're listening to this podcast right now probably because you know and love Floyd Miller. And Floyd is such a great example in our community and such a great leader. And so it makes sense for this scholarship to bear his name. And we've had folks who've given into that fund. I'm thinking about Floyd's Kiwanis group. Or no, your Rotary group.
No, it is Kiwanis.
It was Kiwanis. Okay. And we did a presentation one day, and unbeknownst to Floyd, I had kind of gone around his back and reached out to the members of his Kiwanis group, and everybody came with donations that day to put into the fund. And so, and there've been friends of Floyd and other folks who've wanted to donate to that. And as a matter of fact, this semester, right now, the summer semester, we had two students who had a big need, and we were able to help them because of the Floyd Miller Foundation scholarship. So very thankful for that.
And once again, coming up, we will repost on Facebook and other social media things. It'll be a whole list of things where you can go donate to different scholarships and just choose whichever one you want. Floyd Miller Scholarship is in there. I've even sent it to Virginia. Had a couple make the initials. But Floyd, you were one of the first people I really met when I got here from Virginia. And you helped open my eyes on the things that were going on, helped get me into the Black Chamber of Commerce, the regular chamber. I've done that. I've spoken to different churches in the community, even helped out some of church members and things that needed things around here. So it was my honor to help give that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'll just have to give the gentleman that, got me on the board, advisory board of TSTC was Delton McGuire. I always say that was probably my shortest friendship because we did not know each other. We did not know each other long. We went to church together, and I don't know what that would have developed into by now, but still, you know, people come into people's lives for, sometimes it's for a short time, sometimes it's a long time, but whatever the time would be, we need to make it impactive. And Dalton was impactive as far as getting, helping you get this scholarship. And so I'm hoping that somebody listening today will really consider donating to the Floyd Miller's Opportunities Fund, because, you know, we've been talking about these bearers, and it's probably not too many people that have not faced some barrier in their lives.
That's
even
right.
The person that is the most successful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit down and talk with them, they are going to be able to point to a time and a place where it was different.
Yeah.
And so we want to encourage you to contribute to the scholarship fund, but also just tell people about this opportunity. The thing that got me interested in it, and I asked the question when I guess it was at my first advisory board meeting. Well, I told the story. I said, I've lived in my house for 40-some years. And I said, I've never seen a black plumber. And I always talk with him about that. And I said, you know, when I got a plumbing situation, I don't care what color you are. But the reason I asked the question was, I know plumbers make good money. That's a way to get out of poverty. I know that electricians make good money. So, I mean, kind of what you have been saying, somebody that's on the street today.
Electrical techs make better money.
Okay. Okay. But the deal is, you know, literally somebody that's on the street today,
mm-hmm.
if they heard what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And if they believe in themselves, a couple of years from now, they could be pulling away from that, couldn't they?
I want to say, just from the foundation standpoint, that is what gets me up every single day. And I, for 2 full years plus, I have gone into my work with joy, because I know and believe so much in the opportunity. And I think that's why all of us from TFCC are so passionate, not because it's just an idea, but because we have proven results. We have seen students graduate and their lives are changed and they're transformed. And that's what I like to call a generational change, because it's not just them, it's for their kids, their grandkids. It's going to be different. And so, you know, we have some students who have struggled with homelessness. We had a guy who was living in his car at one point, you know, in the parking lot, and but believed so much that life could change. You know, he'll be out and making such great money, it will change everything. And the difference, I also want to say this as my pitch for TSTC. You know, there are so many opportunities for scholarships. There's so many opportunities for help and aid. And most of our students graduate owing little to nothing at all. And so when you compare that to other four-year universities and the kind of debt, and I can speak to that specifically because I have kids there, the kind of debt that is being racked up in some weird ways, it's almost like a position flip, because these young people are graduating and they're going to owe, the debt is unsurmountable. These students over here who grew up in poverty have no debt and they're off, you know, on their adventure to a great job and a great salary. And I love that.
And the pitch, I can add to this a couple of things. I got my finger on one spot from which we're talking about culture-wise at TSTC. But these days, if you leave TSTC with a debt, it's because you took out a loan from somewhere for something. Some kids take out the loan because they see, ooh, I can get back a little extra money. Now, if you're smart, yes, because where else you going to get a 10-year loan at 5%? Nowhere. You know, and it's almost no money. But these days, the way TSTC is set up and funded, you're going to school for virtually free. Once you get in, it's free. And the guy that was living in his car, they set up in an apartment, but he put too much rent, his deposit and everything, to make him successful. And guys that come and we get jobs. While you're in school, I have companies that will work with you and let you go to school that 1-2 days a week while you're working, knowing that when you graduate, you're leaving for something better. I have 3-4 companies right now doing that for me. They assist me and we assist them.
Well, you know, this is wonderful, and I think it could go on and on.
But yeah, before we cut it off, I do have one more thing about you, and it's going to address your primary issue. Now, I believe a few years ago, I heard your story, and that's when I started my mount, and I started because I went to a Juneteenth event, and people said, we over here on the north side, we've never heard this. Where have you been? I said, okay. Remember, I think I told you on the podcast, I was going to kick down that Mason Dixon, but I had jumped off it. I'm going to make it our interest to make sure we get the word out. I ride around sometimes on the north side just putting out flyers. Since then, our culture ratio has changed to maybe it was 1 in every 10 African Americans or whatever. I guarantee you now it's up to 3 in that 10 and climbing. TSCC, the word is getting there. We need to get further because there's still a lot of people who may claim they don't know, but with people like Brandon out there pushing, getting the money, and people with the passion, like I do, to make sure these kids get, we're going to get it. We have a great recruiting staff. Aaron Wheelhite and her career services department is putting them in jobs. And I know we got to get ready to go, but like I said, if you're really passionate about it, look for us.
And we need funds. We're, you know, Kevin is saying go for free, but I will say, every session, we have more need than we have scholarship money to meet. And so that is a very important part of our growing in West Texas. And, you know, we're always looking for donors. We're always looking for people to partner with us. And you could not invest in someone in a better way, in my opinion, for their education than to help through the foundation at TSCC.
Well, you know, guys, we could go on and on, but I think we'd be saying
the same thing.
I think we'd be saying the same thing. I think we'd be saying the same thing over and over. We definitely believe that TSTC is a jewel in our community. We believe that it is a program that can help lift people from poverty. And we believe that if you've got a few extra dollars, this would be a wise way to invest those dollars.
And our contact information will be up with that, or how can people reach out to us from this podcast?
Well, you can give us.
My email address is brandon.thomas@tstc.edu. My cell phone is 615-604-3524, and I would love to talk to anyone who's interested in giving.
And I'm Kevin Staton, kevin.staton@tstc.edu. Once again, 757-749-5855. And I'm here to help any and everybody, not everybody, everybody. Further information, TSTC.edu.
That's it.
To get you everything you need to know.
That's right.
And I'm Floyd Miller, the host of It's Everything West Texas. Thank y'all for being here today.
It's Everything West Texas is a production of KACU and is sponsored by the West Texas Tribune and Floyd Miller Investments. Securities and investment advisory services offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. FSC is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of FSC. Floyd Miller can be reached at 3300 South 14th Street, Suite 100 in Abilene, Texas, 325-676-0138. I'm Floyd Miller, your host. Subscribe today.